You're now heading down into the watershed of the Roaring Fork, a tributary of the Little Pigeon River's West Prong. This land was part of a farm in the 19th and early 20th centuries, and the area you're passing through was once a cornfield. The hardwood trees around you with tall, straight trunks are tulip trees, members of the magnolia family with tulip-shaped flowers. They're a pioneer species, among the first to grow back after the ground has been cleared and then allowed to return to a natural state. That's what happened here. Soon you'll be following the route of a road that settlers in the Roaring Fork community built in the early 19th century. In those days, travelers had to make a tedious journey along a rugged road to reach Gatlinburg, a trip that modern vehicles can make in just a few minutes. About 24 families lived in this settlement, which had its own church and school. Over the next 2.5 miles, until you reach the national park boundary, you'll pass several historic structures from the settlement. If you're curious to learn what everyday life was like 150 years ago, this part of the road offers plenty of good places to stop and explore.